turkey in the picture later.
Okay, this is a tough one.
Kuf Yud Beis Amud Beis. Yeah, this is a pretty tough one. Coming off like, you know, stories, this is not a real story. Bagdeisha Shabbat Yiftu. When you're talking about Erni Dachas, anything in the that you burn all the belongings, but belongings of Hagdish, you redeem.
Who makes the pagan?
Well, who cares? Well, why not? Whoever wants.
Plus, you don't want to spend the money. I mean, the money gets burned instead.
We'll see what happens. Tanya Rabbana. How you bought kachim? If there was kachim. Now, what does kachim mean? If it was kachim, it's be'ach. If it was kabanas that belong on the mizbeach, you're musu. You should burn them. You should kill them. If it was kachim, beder kabayis, it means it doesn't go on the mizbeach, it's for beder kabayis, yiftu, you should redeem them. The truma is, if it's truma, yikivu, you should let it rot. My Sasheni, Kisvei HaKadosh should get buried. So that's the Tanakama de Braisa. That's what you do with all these belongings. You don't burn it. All belongings from Eredachas you burn, except for all these. Shemini Mem, Widashim Behemta, your Behema, Valai Behemas Bechaya Maisa. Behemas Bechaya Maisa you do not burn. Only your behemoths you burn, but not the behemoths you have.
Why should the Kisei HaKadosh Yignezu, Sefer Torah, was written by Moshe Rabbeinu? Well, it should be
Yignezu. What do you want to do with it?
Well, you could use it. The Divrei Mitzvah don't become awesome.
Oh, okay. We're going to get to that. Well, that's very good. We'll see the Gemara tomorrow. We'll see. Your behemoth gets burnt in the Dachas, but not a behemoth of Vachar Maisa. Shlala, we dash from the word Shlala, Prat le Kesef Hegdish, the money of Hegdish does not get burnt. Kesef Hegdish or Kesef Maisa. Zok Gemara. Now the Gemara is going to explain this Brass. I'm a map. How you bought Kachim? We said at the beginning of the Brass, said Kachim is Be'ech Yemusu. We kill the Kachim is Be'ech. We don't burn it, but we kill it. Why do you kill it? Yirachi Yistav, why don't you wait till it gets a moon? The Yimkra, and then you sell it, the Mehemli Nadava, and you'll give the money for Nadava. Why do you have to kill it? Wait till it gets a mum. I understand that you don't want to use this actual Behema. Why? Because it's part of the Anidachas. But wait till it gets a mum, and then sell it, and you use the money for Nadava. You don't have to get rid of it completely.
Why can't you sell it now? Before it gets some.
Well, it's as if it was Shantaiva.
Oh, we'll get there. That's the most tense.
If the goal to not do Batashas because you're wasting an animal,
why are you
so
just killing
kill
the animal?
Why kill people in the Erenei?
No, because they did bad.
Then just grow old and stay like Aaron in prison.
They did bad. So the halachas we kill, we
burn all the money, we don't worry about
and the money we burn.
We don't worry about Batashas. The Torah said destroy it.
The Torah said destroy it. So we're saying over here, it's kachim, so it's not included in the burning process. So why don't you wait till it becomes a mum? And once it becomes a mum, you'll sell it and you'll have the money for Nadava. So the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan is Zevach Hashem Te'eva. Rabbi Yochanan says, no. It says all the carbon of Hashem are Mias. So that's also the money's included in it, and therefore the money's also.
So how come we bring, as long as it's not a mum, we bring carbonus from Hashem? But we don't say this from Shom Tayyid, so why do you say?
This is a bigger dagger of Hashem. This is an adachas, the whole city gets it.
Why? Someone who's chayiv Misa, and Misa's Bezdin can still bring a carbon. Right? It's chayiv Misa's Bezdin. He could send his carbon and say, we don't wait to kill him, but if he could check his carbon before he gets killed, we do it.
Well, okay.
We don't say Zifri Shantai.
I guess you have to know when you say it. By Yenidach, as we say.
So why do you have to sell it? It's not like
you die. So we're saying, no, even the money's also.
So don't sell it.
So then kill it.
That's a mice.
No, we don't care about the mice. The vote was that at least you're saving the money. So we're saying, like this, even the money is not good because Zifri Shantai. Eshlak Shaman, Mom and Bailam. Mishlakish says it's mom and bad. Really, that means like this. The reason why we said we had a kasha was because it's mom and hegdish. So since it's mom and hegdish, so why don't you use the money for nedava? It's not really part of the anidach. Now we're saying, no, the mom is a mom and bad. It's talking about a kachim that you are chayiv in a chayis. You didn't just say
neder.
Right, a neder. It is a neder, not a nedava. A nedava means that you said this behemoth should be the kachim. No, over here you said, I will bring a behemoth. So since you said, I will bring, says any, so it's chayiv in a chayis. So therefore, since it's mamam bailim, and therefore, the misa is chalim, that you can't go ahead and wait till it becomes a mum and divide it. No, misa is chalim this behemah, because it's like mamam bailim, it's like your own mamam, and once it's your own mamam, it has a din somewhat of a yanidachas, and therefore you're musa.
Why don't we burn it?
He didn't designate this specific animal.
Why don't we burn it?
You can't, because kachim you can't burn. It says only...
No, he says I'm going to bring the animal.
And he owns one animal.
No, he doesn't own anything.
So how do we know which animal?
We don't. So he's always mechayiv to bring an animal.
Animal, we don't.
Even if the animal dies, he's mechayiv to bring it. It's like your money.
What animal dies?
Yeah, even though let's say any animal. Let's say you said I'm going to bring an animal. And then you said, okay, this is the one I want to bring. And that guy dies, you have to bring a different one. Because you didn't designate dafka this animal. You said, I'm going to bring a animal. If you say, originally, you say, I'm going to bring this animal, and this animal dies. So this is where it was chal, and that's it, I'm pata.
He has to own that animal.
Yeah.
It's a stretch on this to say. Normally when we say somebody makes a nether, okay, so now he has a person's chayiv to bring a carbon. But to say that that chayiv now passes on to the animal has to be treated differently, is an interesting thing.
So according to Mishlakish,
yeah, every... No, that's still mom and bad.
Right.
Still says that.
So according to Mishlakish, every kachim you actually bring. You have to hold the toy.
So what actually does he say about this behemoth? He says, I am...
No, so Shmuel is asking very good. What happens over here? This is a shas thing. By neder, you're asking, by nedava means that you say, I'm designating this animal. Once this animal dies, I'm potter. So now we're talking about neder. Then I say, I am going to bring animals. Now what happens? And then I designate this animal. So neder became into nedava. That's really what you're asking.
No, since it's Chai Yusan, it's still his mama.
The answer is that since... I said that I will bring it, even though I designated this animal, but it's included that I will bring it. So once this animal dies, I'm going to bring another one.
Right. In other words, like I will bring an
animal.
Only
because you haven't potted yourself yet.
Exactly.
So what happens now with these two different scenarios?
So when I designated this animal, that has been like kachem, that not burnt at all. When I designated a animal, so even though this was part of it, I have to bring another one. So it's all mom and bailam, and therefore we burn this animal because we don't care.
You let it die.
You let it die, whatever. I'm saying, but it has somewhat of a din of yeridachas. Because it's big rat. Yeah, it's so keep rat. Zakti Gemara can't be. So you tell me it's like Abshimin, because Mid the Sefer Abshimin, the next, we learned the Bra'i, said the Tanakama was Tanar Abonon, and then the Ramah said Abshimin. So if the Sefer is Abshimin, Reish Alav Abshimin. The Reish not Abshimin. So if the Gemara, Bekachim Kalim. We're really talking about not kachim mizbech. We're talking about kachim kalim.
Kachim kalim is kachim.
It is kachim mizbech, but it's a different type.
We're changing the brisa, toner abonim, or
we're saying that it's not kachim kalim. It's kachim mizbech. It's kachim kalim. Sorry. It said kachim mizbech.
Kachim mizbech.
Right. So now we're saying, what is kachim mizbech? What type? Kachim kalim. So we're saying, Valibu de Abiyasi is going to be like Lili the Amma kachim kalim mom and bailem. Basically, it says kachim kalim is mom and bailem. Avo kachi kadoshim, but by kachi kadoshim, what's the difference kachi kalim and kachi kachim?
It can't be changed.
What's kachi kalim? Which behemoth is kachi kalim?
Shlomim and Ivan.
Shlomim is kachi kalim.
I was also kachi.
Yeah, Bechayim Ma'as is also kachi kalim. Oila is normally an Hashem is a kachi kachim. Chatas is kachi kachim. Chatas is kachi kachim. So now, so it's more holy. So we're going like kachi kalim, that's mom and bailam. Since it's mom and bailam, we don't tell you that you should be paid it because it's part of the anidachas, so we tell you rather you're musa. So it's more el aval, kachi kachi. By kachi kachi, my yiftu over there, it doesn't get any din of the anidachas, and you can be paid it. We're saying kachi bedek abayas yiftu, the Bryce says. Why aren't we split it in between Bamed, Bamamurim, When do we say that Yamusu Bikachim Kalim? And Bikachim Kalim Yiftu, the Bais itself should say, we don't have to jump Chikata Bedeka Bais. Why don't you say the Kachi Kachim is Yiftu?
You can't be part of Kachi Kachim unless you get some mom.
That's what I'm saying. It's a Yerchi style.
Right?
And again, but once we're talking about Kachim, so let's split. Kachim is Ba'ah. Oh, sorry, Kachim Kalim Yamusu and Kachi Kachim Yiftu. Now, the more Kimon the Ika Chata Shemesu Ba'alad Lamisa Azla. Kachi Kachim is Chata Shemesu Ba'alad. Sorry. Chatas is a Kachi Kachim. And the halacha is, by chatas, if let's say you designate a carbon chatas, and the owner died, we tell you that the carbon, you can't bring the carbon. We kill the carbon. You have to wait till you choose stuff, whatever. So over here, we're killing the Yadid Achas.
You kill it any way, shape, or form, or there's a certain method to do?
A certain method to do.
You like check it like you would something?
No, you don't check it.
You let it starve.
You let it starve and it dies. So over here, this guy brought a carbon chatas, but we're killing this guy. He's part of the Yerni Dachas. So since we're killing him, the behemoth goes lamisa. So this is one of the Kachi Kadoshim. So we can't say all Kachi Kadoshim is Yiftu, because we have a case that a chatas is Kachi Kadoshim, and the lach is lamisa azla. So therefore, like psikah.
No. Is there an order? There wasn't an order.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So we're saying that maybe, so therefore, we can't say all Kachi Kadoshim is Yiftu, because we have Chatas that could be Yamus.
We can't say, what's the meaning there? But we'll still say they're talking about Kachi.
But we can't say Kachi Kadoshim. We can't say Kachi Kadoshim, so therefore we don't. So Mabishla, Mabichan, Lamakishlakish, the reason Mabichan doesn't say like a Shlakish. They were talking about Kachi Kadoshim and this whole deal, Kachim Kalim, is the Chsiv Zevach Shanteva. He learned it says Zerach Shem Te'eva, so even the money is not, the name is Aser. So Mela, we didn't say Yifti.
But so why is it not from Bezdin? This is definitely Shem Te'eva, not even Bezdin. So then Hashem is not Makabot.
So therefore, we said earlier that he held that even the name is Aser. That's what he said. That's what he holds. That's what he doesn't want to say like a Shlokish. Ela Shlokish, my time, I'm going to be a and why not Shlokish, like a Bechon, and my sister passes Zerach Shem Te'eva. And for the Gemara, Amalach, Kiyami is Zevach Shem Teva. When do we say Zevach Shem Teva? Hanim Elech and Isnaya Bein Ayin. When it's still intact. Amalach, Akiv and Ishtani, over here you're telling me. Wait till it gets a Mum. So Ishtani and Meli don't say Zevach Shem Teva. That's why you have to say a different Teretz.
But I don't understand. The Pasha talking about Zevach Shem Teva is not in the Torah, it's in Nach. And Zevach Shem Teva is that Hashem is not Makabal it.
So what do you want?
So it's not also behind so you can bring it. It's just Hashem's not Makabal, but you can still bring it.
I guess we're not. Send this to Evan, you can't bring it.
No one in that pasuk or in Shad, Zev Shalom to Evan, he can't bring it. So in other words, all those Rishonim over there are learning not like this Gemara?
I guess.
What's
the last time? Since it's Ishtani, there's a Mum, so it is no Zev Shalom to Evan. Then the Mayim are an Asa.
Yeah, because you're paid the money.
Zodim Avait. Shimon in the Braisa said, Behemta, Veloy Behem is Bechara Maisa. From Behemta you learn out, not Behem is Bechara Maisa. Zodim Avait, Maya Skina. What are we talking about? Ilan Betmimim, if it's a fully intact Shalosh Shemayim, it's Shalosh Shemayim. Why do we need to learn out from Behemta? Yesterday we had two Joshes. We have a Pasuk that says Shlala, and we have a Pasuk that says Behemta. Shlala says that we burn all your runes. Your behemoths and everything, but not Shalosh Shemayim. So why do we need a new drasha behemtecha and not behemoths b'chayim ma'isa? It says shalom and not Shalosh Shemayim. So if the behemoth the b'chayim ma'isa are tmimim, so I should learn out of shalom. It's talking about the b'chayim ma'isa became b'amum. Shlala nenu. So that is shlala.
So why did
you get it b'amum after you found the ear? Or no.
When did it become Mamum?
Yeah.
Well, afterwards. So that.
L'chayra, if B'chor that has a Mamum is Mamum Kainas.
So one second. So because like this, it's affecting the Gemara, Elamai, it's about Mamum, Shlala, Ninu, that's included, that's yours.
Why? If B'chor is Mamum Kainas.
Why aren't you, we're going to get to it.
How could that be a riot if we got a Mamum later? But that's
Why?
Because it comes to the ear, and here's the din for this, here's the din for this, here's the din for this. And then it changed later on, so the animal got a mom.
Once it gets a mom, that means right away it was the mom and kavai. So it's definitely not burnt. Then it got a mom, then it loses its status, so now it's, you have ownership in it, so now it's part of Shlala, so why aren't you burning? How can you learn a meat?
It changes,
right? The status changes. You own it now. So the mom, I mean, I've been a lot of really, we're talking about Bali mom. But it has to be eaten b'tayis b'hemtecha. Yatzayel shein nechalam b'tayis b'hemtecha b'tayis b'chayim ma'isa. The reason why you're eating it is because it has a din of b'chayim ma'isa. So since it has a din of b'chayim ma'isa, therefore, you'll go ahead and you'll... And there's a meat of b'hemtecha. That's why there's a meat of b'hemtecha that you don't go ahead and you're not mechayiv to burn it. Not b'chayim is b'chayim ma'isa. Why? Again, since it didn't start with the status of yours, it started with B'chayim Ma'isa, so therefore even though now it did become yours because it became Bamum, still you can go ahead and eat it. You don't have to burn it with the other.
You don't have to pay it. L'chayim Ma'isa is Mamish Mam Bailam.
Yeah.
He's the one who eats it. I mean, still we have a meal.
Right.
So who gets it? L'chayim Zacham.
Yeah. Zakht Gemara. The Shalosh Shemayim, because it comes from, it's still called Shalosh Shemayim. Upliga the Shmuel, Ravina's arguing on Shmuel. Dama Shmuel, Shmuel said a memo like this: Hakol Kav, everything gets Nikrav, Hakol Nift, and everything gets redeemed. My Kama, what's he talking about? So Gemara Kama, this is what Shmuel meant: Kol Shekarav, anything that gets Nikrav, Kshutam, when it's complete, v'nifta, and it gets redeemed, k'shuvah mom, and it gets redeemed when it's about mom, it means all kachim kala, that when it's complete, when it's a tam, you put on the mizbech, but when it's about mom, you redeem it. Mishalot limit, those behemoths, all the kachim kalim, are nimet, nismayit from shalol, that it's not included in your shalol, that shalol shemayit. The culture carved kshutam, anything that's nikkav when it's a tam. The ain and if the kshuba mum. And it's not part of when it's about mum. What is that? Kigoyim b'chayum aisim. Them and behemah nafka. That's learned out, that's the smayat from behemah. So, b'asha'in kain, when it's about mum, something which, b'chayum aisim, which comes about mum, is not the smayat from behemah. Yavina said that it's talking about mum, and it's the smayat from behemtecha. Masha'inke and Shmuel says, no, that is not Nismayit from B'chayim Ma'isa, is not Nismayit from when it'll be about Mum. And therefore, obviously Shmuel is not like Avinu. You got that?
Not really, we're going to read more later.
No, what does that mean? That's not an excuse. Again, Ravina said. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, everyone agrees. No machlekes adina. Again, Shmuel said. Who's the first one though? Shmuel. No, Ravina. Ravina said that it's all nismayit from behemtecha. When chayav ma'isa bal mum, that get a mum is nismayit from behemtecha. It's not included in your behema. Shmuel says no, that's included in shol. That's nismayit from shol. Even. It's not nismayit from behemtecha. Behemtecha is only nismayit. B'chayim ma'isa that. Forget. Behemtecha is nismayit. B'chayim ma'isa even that didn't get a b'amum. Yeah.
I don't understand Rashi.
What's that with Rashi? We're trying to understand first.
Why do you keep saying kachim kalim? What's the din on the ashram that becomes about mom?
We're not looking for questions, yes, different questions. We're looking to understand the Gemara first. Again, Shmuel came along and explained Reb Shimon.
There's two cases.
Oh, sorry, Ravina. Yeah.
There's two cases.
Yeah.
Right. What are the two cases?
There's two psukim. There's shalom and behem. Well, mamayit from shalom one thing, mamayit from behem another thing.
Right. One is when it's kachi kalim and it gets it avon.
Yeah, we're done with that now.
When it's kachi, so this is kachi kedushim, and it gets.
No.
This is b'chayim ma'isa.
B'chayim ma'isa, exactly. So now, Reb Shimon said that we dash from behemtecha, not b'chayim ma'isa. So you might want to know, what are we talking about? If it's a tam, you don't need it. You don't need behemtecha. You learn that from shalom. If it's a ba'amum, so then why not? So it's your regular shalom. So Ravina said that no, we're talking about ba'amum, and still when it's ma'ed from behemtecha. Okay, that b'chayyim ma'isa is nismayed from behemtecha by a case of ba'amum. And we're just saying that he's arguing with Shmuel because Shmuel said that even when it's not a ba'amum, you nismayed b'chayyim ma'isa from behemtecha. That's it. Very simple.
Okay, now
article, you got you scared because you have a whole thing on the bottom.
Oh my God.
You don't have to look at it.
There's one thing. Ashram.
Ashram
is katsu katsu.
Sorry, just reading.
Ashram is katsu katsu.
Okay, katsu.
And snifter.
Okay, good question. Yeah, good question. I'm trying to get the basic amount first. I'm sure that's what article's doing. Okay? You'll read a Rebbe Maskin and say it over the scene.
You have a cheat sheet.
Yeah.
I don't have the latest version of the art scroll.
Okay, you'll borrow his. Yeah, anyways.
So behemism is also a mirror to tell you that it doesn't get burned?
Yeah, sure. But he's not talking about Bamum. The Machlekes is, yeah, if it's by Bamum. Yeah. Zakta Mavait. That means again, if Bechayim Maisa, it's not a Bamum if it's a smite from Behem or Shal.
So according to Ravina, if it's not a Balmum, so then it's not a smite.
It's a smite from Shalom. So the Mavaita, Truma Siyakavu. He said, what do you do with Truma? From Yeni Dachas, you let it rot. Amr Avchizda said, Lo Shanu Elo Truma Biyad Yisrael. If the Truma is in the hand of Yisrael, Avil Truma Biyad Kayin, Kivan the Mainut Yisrael. What's the halacha? The halacha is like this: you give your truma to the kayin to eat. Now, when the kayin has it, it's completely his. There's nothing to it. So, if the kayin is an eir nidachas, and you ended up, he gets killed, right? So his truma gets burnt. Why not? It's shalom. The same way, he could take the truma and he could be mekadosh isha with it. So to over here, it's completely his.
Over here, truma b'Yisrael means before it was given to the Kayin.
Right.
If Yisrael had inherited from his grandfather through his mother.
And same thing.
It has
too much. Not Rabbi Yosef. Yosef has the question. Ma'isa sheni, v'kisvei ha-kaydash. That's the next part of the Braisa. Yignazu, you bet. But ma'isa sheni, what do you do with ma'isa sheni? You bring it up to Yishlaim and you eat it. So ma'isa sheni b'yad Yisrael, k'tum b'yad Kayin. That's a regular din that it's just like the Kayan has Truma, so to this has Truma. Dami Viktani Yignazu, and still you see that it has its dinim, and you don't go ahead and burn it. So why are you so passive? When the Truma goes to the Kayan, it has a din, that it's Shalol, and you burn it, L'chaya, that should be the same din as Ma'isa Sheni, B'yad Yisrael, and you see that the special dinim. So, and over there is Yignazu.
Your Ma'isa Sheni is worse in a sense. You have to bring out to Yisrael.
Okay. Okay. Eli Yitma, Achi Yitma. This is what we learned. Amr Avchizda, Loi Shanu Elo Trum B'Yad Kayin. This is what he said, that Yignazu is only Trum B'Yad Kayin. Avo Trum B'Yad Yisrael, Trum of the hands of Yisrael, Tinos and the Kayin should be Acheres. Give it to the Kayin, some other city. So we're agreeing that Trum B'Yad Kayin is Yikavu. It's not like a regular din that it's his and you burn it. It's Yikavu. Okay, so that's what.
Why is it relevant? What the Gemara's kasha was? Why the truma in the Kayan's hand is not like Ma'isa Sheni in the Yisrael's hand?
Right.
So what's the Gemara's teretz?
You're right. It is.
It is what?
You taka don't burn it. We thought to say that you burn it a truma in the Biyat Kayan. We taka don't burn it. Yeah. It has it the same thing like Ma'isa Sheni?
Yekubo.
It's Yekubo.
Why don't we burn it?
Why, we don't know yet. But Akapanim, we're saying, obviously, there's dinim to it. It's not just like a regular money. Since it came originally from Yisrael, whatever it is. So there's kedusha to it, just like Ma'isa Sheni. Ma'isa Sheni in Yishlayim is the year needs it. It's regular dinim to it. Still, we say that, no, you don't burn it. Talking about Tanah Nasa. We learned the Mishnah. Isa shal Ma'isa Sheni p'tur melechala. Dole for Ma'isa Sheni is part of a mechala. Divir amei. Mecham mechala. Mecham say, no, you mechuyah. Because it has a regular din, like your regular is. Amr Avchizda said, this machlokes is Ma'isa Sheni b'Yishalayim. What are we talking about? We're talking about Ma'isa Sheni. It's talking about Yishalayim. There may have been Ma'isa Sheni Mama Gavayu. It still has a din like Mama Gavayu, and therefore it's not Chayim and Chala. Rabbanan Tzavi Mama Hedi too. it's your money and Meli Chayav and Chala. Abu Bekvulin, before you brought it up to Yishalayim, the Behakal Pata, everyone agrees that it's Pata from Chala. There's no Heta Achila, only Pti, and it's Pata from Chala, as din like Mama Gavai. Fine, this was the Mishnah. This is how I have Chizal with the Mishnah. Masa Rabbi Yosef.
Have to bring it up to
yeah, okay.
Once you bring it up to Yishalayim.
You're talking about the Mali, you didn't bring it up.
Masa
Rabbi Yosef. Masa Rabbi Yosef. Listen, the kasha ma'aser sheni v'kisvei kaida shignezu. Ma'aser sheni, our b'risa said. Ma'aser sheni v'kisvei kaida shignezu. Ma'yaskina. Ilayim and b'yishalayim. If you're talking about Yishalayim, mi avi any dachas could ma'aser sheni could there be any dachas Yishalayim? V'tanya saw advarim nemi b'yishalayim. There are 10 things saying Yishalayim. Zu achas man. One of them are any nasi any dachas. It can't become any dachas. So ella b'ir achas. What are we talking about? A different city. You brought it up to Yishalayim. In fact, the Gemara called two mechitzas. Once you brought it up to Yishalayim, the mechitzas of Yishalayim are kailed it. They own it. So now it's vited. You can't burn it. You can't do anything. It doesn't have a dinner in any dachas. El olav bigvulim. El amai, we're talking about that it's not in Yishalayim. Viktani yignezu, and still we say yignezu. So our b'risa that says ma'aser sheni v'kisvei kodesh yignezu is talking about b'gvulim, and still we say yignezu. So why are you saying why is yignezu? You can have it. We just said that b'gvulim tivei hakol patur. Everyone agrees that it's patur. So over here that means why? Because it's kulay mama in gavaya. So too over here it shouldn't be yignezu. You should be able to eat it. It's completely mama in gavaya. Why is there then yignezu? You should be able to eat it. You got it. How could Rav Chisda say? Rav Chisda said that it be gvul and the be'akal pater over here, it's completely yours. Why do you say yignezu? It's really different. See, vasakul legava, and you brought it into Yishalayim. I always said before, once you brought it into Yishalayim, kaltu mechitzas.
Where is that cloud from?
Which cloud?
That once you bring it into Yishalayim, it's wrapped into mechitzas Yishalayim. If it came from some, if it's usher, it's usher. Why do you bring it into Yishalayim? Help you? You brought it into mechitzas Yishalayim. So what? It's already usher. But before you came, it was usher. After you came and
became... No, it's talking about you brought up to Yerushalayim before.
Yeah, before the Yerushalayim was established?
Yeah, sure. Yeah,
but anyway, it's a problem.
Yeah, so then what's the happening again?
No. Anyway, we said that to Barachot more than a day. Anyway, it doesn't have a deal of mama.
Oh, very good. You had a mad.
Right, we said that yesterday.
Yeah.
So the Mark gave one of them to Ritzim. Because let's say the Yerushalayim was near Yerushalayim.
It's closing, right. Zakt gemar vachma skin und chnet ma. It became tame. So now you can't eat it. Let me have a lift for case. Why don't you redeem it? Let me let me know the master shen shnit ma. She paid in isa fil bishlaim. How do you know if master shen became tame even and you could be paid it am loima. Ve sukh sais ve ein sais ala khila. She nema ve yisa masas meis bana. So you see that la khaya you can be paid it. Have you more khama skin on bilakuach. You bought from Ma'aser Sheni, from the money of Ma'aser Sheni, and it became. So therefore, you can't redeem it. But the Marvel Ifrika, no, you could. The Tanahan Alakuach, Bekas of Ma'aser, if it was bought with money of Ma'aser, Shenitma, that became Tama Yifta. Any intervention. Who?
I don't know, I'm sorry.
What did you say?
He says Rabbi Yehuda.
Oh, Rabbi Yehuda, sorry. That's important to say, yeah. The Marak Abiyuda, Dami Yikav, Abiyuda says that if it was bought Ma'aser Sheni with money of Ma'aser Sheni, then the Allah is Yikav. So the Marak Abiyuda, Yani Dachas.
Oh, what's Shaykh? It's the whole.
Yeah. I feel the Almanami, this is Tamadin, that Kesem Ma'aser Sheni that became Tame is Yikav. El Oilam Betar. We're not talking about that it became Tame, it's Tar. We're going to Nafal Mechitzes. The Mechitzes fell. It started with Mechitzes, but the Mechitzes fell. Okay, the Rav, the Amirav, Mechitza Lechel, the Reis, to eat, Menatayra, to eat Mimifnim, that's the Reis that needs Mechitzas. Likloi, the Rabbanon, to be Kailit, there's only the Rabbanon. Mechitza, the Rabbanon, ki is not in the Mechitza. When would the Rabbanon geyser when you have the Mechitza? Ki is not in the Mechitza, like when you don't have the Mechitzas, they weren't geyser. So Mela, what? Getting back. What?
Yerushalayim is not Kailit.
Right, Yerushalayim is not Kailit. And therefore, the halacha is that yignezu yikavu and not, one second, halacha is yikavu and not the ve'akal pata and not that it's yours completely, and therefore there's a din of yignezu.
Okay, I thought the question.
Yes, and that can't be that easy. We have to finish with a hard one.
Yeah.